This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too, for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, as he does every Monday and Friday, we have Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
All righty. What do you say that we say the Pledge of Allegiance? That's what I say. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, before we get started, our thoughts and prayers go out to Steve Big Dog Dooming, who was a legendary sportscaster here in the Tampa Bay market for about 30 years thereabouts. He passed away yesterday at the age of 65. He had done his final show back in February. He'd been heard around the country before on numerous different broadcasts that he'd done, and he will be missed. He will be missed. So, Big Dog, I know there's a cloud for him up there in the sky.
Yeah, condolences, and he and his family are in my prayers.
Yep, and let's talk about the president, and let's talk about what he did last night with this new immigration plan, because here are the 5 points that we need to know about this. Number one, it creates a permanent self-sustaining border security trust fund for law enforcement financed with fees collected at the border crossings themselves. Number two, it restores the integrity to America's broken asylum system by expediting relief for legitimate asylum seekers and sending those who abuse the system back home where they came from. Number three, it modernizes the dysfunctional legal immigration process by increasing the number of legal immigrants selected based on skill or merit from 12% to 57%. Number four, it prioritizes the immediate family of new immigrants, spouses, and children by moving them to the front of the line over distant relatives who use family claims as a tool to get ahead in the queue. And number five, establishes standard, universal, points-based criteria for admission to the United States, no matter where you were born or who you are related to. I think that's a great idea.
Well, it's long overdue, and each of those points is an absolute necessity for modernizing immigration into the 21st century. Now, whether Democrats are never going to give him a victory on anything.
Nope.
So let the battle begin. But each of those points, when you look at them for what they're worth, make sense, and it's long overdue and needed. And Democrats will be the first ones to tell you that the immigration system needs to be reformed and modernized into the 21st century. So every person who talks against any of these points is being hypocritical to what they say is needed.
Yeah, and the Democrats have claimed to be for many of these concepts at different times in their careers and in many cases in very recent history. But I just don't see the Democrats coming along with this, and this will be another nail in their coffin come the election time, because the people, the American people, definitely want something done about our borders, securing our borders, and making the getting rid of the big reason that we can't really touch them. Oh, I want an asylum. Are they going to kill me, my country? I want an asylum. No, we got to stop that stuff. We got to stop that stuff.
In every other country in the world, when you look at their immigration process and the policies that they have for their immigration, those policies actually help and bolster the societies in those countries. We're one of the only countries that has had an immigration policy that has worked to our detriment.
Mm-hmm. Now,
as to the Democrats opposing this, of course they are. Mm-hmm. Now, Donald Trump could say that it's daylight at high noon, and they would say it's midnight.
Yeah.
You know, they've been all they're doing is executing politics. They're not governing. They haven't governed for a second since Trump took office.
Now, the reason this will work is because of the way it was developed. It was not developed by politicians. It was designed with significant input from our law enforcement professionals that work along the border.
No, imagine that. You actually got people who understand what's happening at the border to craft immigration policy. It's stunning, you know, for our government, for our federal government in this day and age to actually do the right thing. They want to portray it as being outside the box and shocking.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way government should be. Get the most qualified people to actually craft policy and procedure and have that impact put towards legislation in order to be signed into law. Don't put special interests in there. When you put special interests in there to craft legislation or think politically, you end up with Obamacare. When you get people who know what the hell they're talking about to craft policy and legislation, you get this.
Alrighty, hold that thought, and folks, should be right back with more with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located at the Mixon Fruit Farm. Now, you've heard me talk about Mixon Fruit Farms many, many times, but did you know their Groveside Cafe is the hidden gem of Bradenton? Now, they have got some great lunches that they serve down there, and I want you to check them out. Check out their lunch menu. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. You can call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829. But I'm telling you, you won't regret making that call, and you won't regret showing up there for lunch. They have got some great, great items on the menu. My favorite is the pressed Cuban sandwich, which is one of the best ones I've ever had. All right, back very quickly to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
We have a question from a caller. You ready?
I am.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question?
This is John, Sarasota.
Hi, John.
I had a question if anybody remembers Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to present that as an analogy to the way the Democrats are handling Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're trying to do on a lot of issues that are great for Trump is they're trying to distract us with the far left, and mm-hmm. they're trying to expend the energy of Republicans on these crazy ideas to keep the good news that Trump presents with all his the great things that he accomplishes.
Okay,
they're trying to keep the good news off the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see what you guys think
All right.
about that possibility, the rope-a-dope.
All right. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Okay, well, Frank, I do tend to agree with what he said to begin with, because anytime they can control the airwaves with what they, whatever it is that's going on, because all you got to do is take a look and see what the headlines are almost any day. It should be things like what's been transpiring in Iran, what's been going on behind the scenes. I mean, a lot of people don't even know that it's not two tankers, it's three tankers, and they tried to go after four. And they were trying to sink those ships. That was their goal, but it didn't work. Explosives weren't quite big enough. And then they've had four attacks on their pipeline with drones. Drones!
Yeah, you have to understand that. The caller is absolutely right. Whenever something happens that is substantive for Donald Trump or his administration, or actually even the people who want to move in the Republican Party who want to move legislation in the correct way, the left will always go with sensationalistic garbage in order to maintain control of the narrative on the airwaves. That's job one for Democrats, is maintaining the narrative. It doesn't matter whether it's real, whether it's not real, whether it's true, not true. It has to be sensationalistic. So that's one aspect of it. And the other aspect of it is MSNBC, CNN, and the alphabet media need sensationalistic headlines to keep their advertisers, because they don't go with the news. They've made news entertainment now. So you have to keep one-upping yourself with sensationalism, otherwise people get bored of the pablum.
Well, here's some of the entertainment that made news yesterday. It's called Bill de Blasio. Here's 39 seconds of him, and listen to the way he announces his candidacy for president. It was not like anything, folks, that you've ever heard from anybody anywhere before. Listen to this.
There's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands. Here in New York City, a place that is legendarily tough and big and complicated. Good thing about New Yorkers is they look the same whether they're really pissed off at you or they like you. We built an agenda that puts working families first. We had to fight all over the city, all over the state, to make sure that people got a decent wage. We are raising the wage to $15 an hour.
Waitresses and dishwashers and store clerks and people who work in small manufacturing firms, the backbone of New York City. You will have the legal guarantee for the first time of paid sick leave.
This has never existed anywhere else in this country. Fully comprehensive, guaranteed health care. My wife, Shirlane, and I believe health care is a human right. It has to be available for all. It has to be affordable. And it has to include mental health services.
Wow. I mean, he didn't even get to talking about the part where this is where I declare my. He did that down the bottom. But isn't that something?
Well, Comrade de Blasio is.
That's it.
Of course he wants to have redistribution of wealth. It's the socialist thing to do. And, you know, who are we? If the money's in the wrong hands, you know, and this means people who actually earn money, people who actually create wealth for themselves and those that they employ, who would be the right hands? Bill de Blasio, whose wife loses almost $1 billion as co-mayor? Bill de Blasio, who has actually destroyed all of the gains that a lot of mayors have made for New York City over the years, both Democrat and Republican. You know, take a look at the pension funds there. Their inability to be able to put their legislated requirement in.
Let me stop you a minute for the pension fund. I just did a story with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, in the prior segment before the top of the hour. Every major blue city run by the Democrats has a deficiency in their pension funds. There isn't enough money there.
Yeah, and that's because of how they negotiated with unions who always make sure they deliver votes for Democrats over the years. When you agree to things that can't possibly be maintained financially, this is where you end up. And that's what happens when you promise crony people you'll do what they want them to do if you just put me into office. There's no fiscal responsibility there. And Bill de Blasio is a perfect example of this.
Yep. Yep. And I'm talking, everybody, to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Find him on Facebook and also the Underground USA podcast, also over on Facebook. Now, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And I talked about the fact that I mentioned Iran there, basically. The situation at the United Arab Emirates, we were told to begin with. The reports came out earlier in the week, and you and I were talking about this, that there were tankers on fire at the docks in the United Arab Emirates port, and the port was on fire, flames burning, and this, that, and the other. Well, truth be known, they tried to blow them up as they were sitting at anchor outside the port because they were getting ready to load, but there was no room for them to come in to load their product, number one. Right. So somebody stuck some explosive devices on the four tankers. It went off on three of them, not the fourth one, thank goodness, two Saudi Arabian and one Norwegian. And by the way, you haven't heard a word out of Norway in all this, and they had one of their tankers bombed.
Well, you're never going to hear anything out of Norway because they're pacifist all the way around. But, you know, Saudi Arabia, I mean, there are news reports out there, and you don't hear this everywhere in the media. They're calling on the United States to respond militarily.
Yes, they are, and that is all part of the PSYOPs operation, pardon me, to alert the fact that Iran, you're on notice. It's going to be our big brother coming with us. It's just not going to be us. But then they had four separate attacks on a pipeline coming out of the United Arab Emirates going towards Saudi Arabia and towards the other ports up along the African coast, if you will. And drones were used in that. Now, we know that was the Houthis because they said so. And by the way, Iran has been giving them drones specifically for that reason to use to attack things with, buildings, people, whatever.
Well, and contrary to what Dianne Feinstein said about saber rattling, about the Trump administration marching towards war with Iran, this is something that has been in the making for a very, very long time. Even before George W. Bush was in office, this is the setup of the big match. You have the Shiite Iranians and the Sunni Saudis.
Uh-huh.
They are going to do gigantic battle for control of not only the Middle East, but the Islamic society over there. This has been coming for hundreds of years.
Yep, it has.
We would be best to take a very cautious tone in this and let them go about their cultural war. I do not see any benefit for the United States inserting themselves in the battle between the Shiite and the Sunni.
I don't either.
We have gigantic oil reserves right here in the United States. If we are politically astute in Venezuela, we have a giant oil reserve that we'll be able to tap in there.
Yeah.
Let them drown in oil that is worth nothing over there.
Yeah, and we need to take Maduro out down in Venezuela. We need to get him the hell out of there. All right, well, we've run out of time. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Stay well.
All right. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast, coming back with some sports. We're going to speak about sports with the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A complete overhaul of our immigration system.
No matter where in the world you are born, no matter who your relatives are,
if you want to become an American citizen, it will be clear exactly what standard we ask you to achieve. It will be made crystal clear.
At the White House, President Trump outlines his new plan.
We will replace the existing green card categories with a new visa, the Build America visa, which is what we all want to hear.
In other news, Vice President Mike Pence speaking at a manufacturing plant in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, talking about the new tax law.
This president signed the largest tax cut and tax reform in American history, and American manufacturing is roaring.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. And before we get to Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback on sports, I want to tell everybody about my buddies down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks, south side, the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at Sarasota. Minnesota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you might get a sneak peek at the surplus fancy dancy donuts and pastry in the back room. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, so we got the National Hockey League. We'll start there because we got our big Lightning team that went nowhere this year, but they did win the best record in hockey. Who's going to the Stanley Cup now?
Well, the Boston Bruins, they just beat the Carolina Hurricanes 4-0, ironically, in the game last night, and won the series 4-0. The only good news is you could think about, for all the Tampa Bay Lightning fans listening, Boston probably would have beat Tampa Bay in the in the playoffs because they're just rock solid hot right now. I'll tell you, everything up there in Boston seems to be rocking and rolling.
Reminds me of the days of Bobby Orr and company.
Yeah, oh yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It's just funny, Captain. You have the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics were in the playoffs.
Yep.
But every sports team up there is doing, you know, well.
And sports to them up there is like a religion.
Oh yeah, big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. So, yeah, got to give them credit, and we'll see what San Jose can do. I think it could be a San Jose Boston. So that'd be kind of cool.
And that's the most popular type series, coast to coast, back and forth.
Amen. You got it. You said it right on the money there, Captain. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, NASCAR's got the weekend off for the big race, but they've got a, I believe it's what's called the Race of Champions or something like that, where they race for $1 million.
There you go. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Something for people to watch who love NASCAR. A lot of people that love NASCAR do love golf also, so that'll be interesting with the PGA tournament going on. So it's probably smart that NASCAR didn't make a big race this weekend. This is the first time, Captain, in 70 years there's been a major championship played in May in golf. So interesting story.
And Tiger Woods is there in the middle of it.
Well, he's two over, Captain. So we'll see. He's going to have to shoot, I'd say, probably a 68 today. It's par 70 there, so that'll put him back to even par. And he's going to have to hope that some of the field that's shooting lights out is going to have to come back down to him. Speaking of that, Brooks Koepka from Florida State is leading the tournament and playing great. And he played with Tiger yesterday, and he just putted lights out. And Tiger couldn't make a putt but inside 5 feet a few times, and that cost him a lot of strokes. So should be interesting to see how it transpires this weekend up there in Bethpage. Kind of a neat place up there in New York, Captain, where you're from. It's really just a park, and you have to walk that course because they don't have cart paths. So it's pretty interesting setup there.
Yeah. Basketball.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't believe Golden State, Captain, came back from 15 down to win last night to go up 2-0 in the series. It's going to be very tough for Portland now to come back and win this thing. Never say never, but 2-0 is very tough. We'll see how they do back in Portland against Golden State. The Bucks, Milwaukee back in Lou Alcindor days when you said the last week was funny, a.k.a. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I remember that. I remember their coach, too. I actually got a chance to meet Larry Costello when he played with the Syracuse Nationals. My dad was friends with the owner of the basketball team, and we had season tickets, and we always got to go to the Onondaga County Memorial or Auditorium. Had great seats, and the basketball players, you know, the hallways weren't tall enough for the big guys. They had to scrunch down to come down the hallways. It was hilarious.
Well, you know what's funny about Syracuse? It's really a neat sports town, and people don't realize it.
Oh, yeah.
They support their teams.
You bet they do.
The football team, the basketball team for the college, and the AAA team.
Yep.
Minor league teams, they're really good. And
I hate to embarrass anybody down here in Tampa with the Rays and St. Pete, but the minor league baseball team up there draws about the same amount of people that they do down here for the major league teams.
Yeah, that's something we have to work on, Captain. Yeah. All around, there's about.
Well, let me ask you a question. There was some talk about Anthony Davis, and of course, I was going to call him the Miami Pelicans because I figure Pelicans are in Miami, right? But anyway, the New Orleans Pelicans. There's a 75% chance from some of the folks that Anthony Davis is going to stay with the Pelicans because it looks like as if they're going to get one of his college mates there.
Well, Zion Williamson, best college basketball player right now in a lot of people's minds. It looked like the Knicks, speaking of New York again, the New York Knicks were going to get that number one pick, but when they drew the number, they didn't, and the New Orleans Pelicans did, and
New Orleans.
Zion is going to go there, and he's happy. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks, oh, man, he wanted to go to New York. Well, he probably did. Everybody wants to go to the big stage, Captain, but guess what? He's very happy about New Orleans. New Orleans isn't a bad place to live and play ball, so I hope he does well, Dan.
Well, let's be devil's advocate here for a minute because the money man in baseball, Bryce Harper, is not doing very well with the Phillies. And a lot of people are talking about, well, you know, here we go. But it's a long season. Yeah, I agree to that. But I think he's going to have a big adjustment this year. I think he'll come back like gangbusters next year. They usually do when they get that big contract. But I just don't see him just barreling through anything this year. Do you?
It's possible, captain, he's always been a June, July, August type of player. He doesn't do well starting out the season. A lot of hitters don't because of the weather. So I don't want to write off the season yet. Come All-Star break around the middle of July, then we'll know realistic where he is. Is he going to bat 280, which could be realistic? Is he going to get 35 home runs? Is he going to get 90 RBIs? Then we'll know. Then we'll realistically know. Philly was predicted to really do great this year because that division, number one, isn't that great. And they have a heck of a team when they all play as a unit.
Well, the AL East, the championship, they're going to play for first place this weekend in New York, the Rays versus the Yankees. That's going to be an interesting series because the winner of that series will wind up afterwards in first place or stay in first place, whatever the case may be.
That's correct. You're right. Yeah, it should be an exciting series. They just played down here, last week, so now they're going to be up there playing, which I don't know if I enjoy that or like that, to be candid with you, Captain. I'm curious what the audience thinks about that. But anyway, I think there's too much divisional play in baseball myself, and it's very interesting, to say the least. But I hope the Rays can win 2 out of 3. They lost 2 out of 3 here, so it'd be nice to win a series up there because they're going to have to win some series to get to the playoffs. So.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got other teams that are just kind of cruising along here. Atlanta is looking good all of a sudden. They're starting to play decent baseball. We talked about Boston. Of course, the Chicago White Sox, hard to say, what they're going to do. They're in a tough division. Minnesota continues to stroll along. Rocco Baldelli.
Yes, he does. It's a very good point. I mean, they're doing well. Cleveland Indians are starting to look a little bit better.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, my name's Patrick Highland, folks. Love doing the sports segment here with the captain on Mondays and Fridays. And we also do a show tonight from 5 to 6. Captain comes on for the second half an hour, and we talk about what occurred during the day in the world. And during the day and during the week, I help out people with their finances. I help out people with their insurances. I help out the veterans with their military benefits. And if you give me a call, 813-966-1052, I'll get you a book sent to you. It's called Mission 1 Million. It's about getting people out of debt, Captain, and getting them to write programs to make them financially sound when it's time for them to retire, as well as help them out with their Medicare benefits so they can get the best insurance available out there and any other insurances I can be of assistance with. So, again, my name is Patrick Highland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Please feel free to call me. Love to have a cup of coffee with you. I always say, Captain, if I can't make a sale, I like to make a friend. So that's how I look at life. So thank you as always.
Yeah, and you can help a lot of guys out that don't understand that they're missing the boat if they don't close the gap for TRICARE, that little portion. And the folks that are on Medicare that keep giving up all of their money and losing out of their check, they can get that premium back. So here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I'll see you this afternoon.
Thanks, Cap.
All right, Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback. And by the way, Highland is spelled H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D. Phone number 813-966-1052. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kathy, tell them how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Ready, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's going to be a breezy day, but not really a bad windy day. The winds start out of the east, turn to the northwest, gusting up to 10 to 15 miles an hour later today. Seas 1 to 2 feet, start out with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature and bay water temperature right now is at 82 degrees. It will be mostly sunny most of the day. Again, the temperatures will be up right about where they've been all week long, close to 90 degrees, depending on where you're at. A little cooler on the water, though. And we had our high tide at 2:15 a.m. this morning. Our low tide coming at 7:14 a.m. this morning. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the numbers of the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an incredible story. When they first came along and advertised in our program 3 years ago, they had 100 boats. And I don't remember how many locations they had exactly. I think it was 10 or 11. Now they've got 23 locations and over 400 boats. They are the largest franchise of the Freedom Boat Club in the United States, right here in our backyard in Tampa Bay. And they have tremendous programs for you to join. Matter of fact, they've got an exclusive program here right now that saves you $1,000 on your membership if you are an active duty veteran, military, a veteran, or you're active police, EMT, fire, or retired, or 911 dispatcher, or you work in the medical profession. Now, that could be a doctor's office, hospital. It could be convalescent facility, nursing home. It could be anything from the orderly, the janitor, the maintenance guy, to the nurse, the doctor, the technician, the lab person, whatever. The secretary that works behind the desk in the doctor's office, the admissions people in the hospitals. You work in a medical profession, all of that. And what else I told you there? $1,000 off your membership, your one-time membership fee. The only Freedom Boat Club affiliate that's doing that right here in our backyard. Now, you get to choose from six boats. The Cubia Center Council, or Cobia Center Console. I said Cubia. Hurricane deck boats. By the way, the last time I went out, I took a deck boat. And the reason I did that is because you've got the, you know, the shade top over the top. But you can take anything you want with you. And you got a little bit more room to move around and whatnot if you want to take some folks with you. Very comfortable. Just go for a ride around the bay or go up one of the rivers or one of the inlets or whatnot. It's all there to be done. And the deck boat fills the bill for me when I want to do it that way. Now, you want to go out in the Gulf, obviously. You want the Cobia Center Console. And then they got the Key West skiffs if you want to go fishing up in the shallow waters. And remember, all members do is make a reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. You come back, you hand them the key, boom, you're done. Try that owning a boat. Been there, done that. And your membership gives you reciprocity at any of the Freedom Boat Clubs across the United States and Canada, too. And they have 175 locations across the country. 175. So, go to the Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com website. That's Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com website for more information, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Again, the number 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That is going to save you a bunch of money. Just that simple. Now, before we leave for the day, I want to play a little bit of audio here. This was Allison Camerata talking with Senator Angus King, who calls himself an independent out of Maine, but he votes with the Democrats 90% of the time. Here is what he had to say about what's going on in the Middle East right now.
I can't reveal what I've seen in a classified setting, but I can report that you've seen a lot of public reporting about heightened Iranian activity in the region, particularly in Iraq, and that's accurate. I mean, that's what the administration has been saying publicly. The question, though, is what does it mean? And there are two issues that are really worrying me. One is who's provoking whom? In other words, we know that Iran is taking actions. We're taking actions. We declared their IRGC as a terrorist organization. That has ramifications for them. We've ratcheted up the sanctions substantially. We've moved major military assets to the Middle East. Is that are they reacting because they're concerned about what we're doing, or are we reacting because we're concerned what they're doing? And that raises my second concern, which is miscalculation. The Guns of August, one of the great books ever written about the origin of World War II, nobody really knew how it started. And it started small and it escalated. And that's what worries me, because you've got, for example, the Shia militia in Iraq, which are not fully under control of the Iraqi government or at all. They're partially affiliated with Iran, but are they really under control? Let's say a group of people from the Shia militia attack Americans Is that an Iranian attack, or is that something that could trigger an escalation by us versus Iran, and then suddenly we're on the ladder? That's what's worrying me, and that's why I think the president is absolutely right, according to the reporting that we've heard this morning, to slow this thing down and express a little restraint on some of his advisors who seem to be getting us into a position where something pretty awful could happen.
Now, let me stop right there, because the rhetoric that you're hearing coming from the media is not necessarily coming from the presidential advisors. There is a PSYOP campaign underway by the Saudi Arabian government to intimidate, to try to discredit, to try to do a lot of different things with the Iranians. And with that being said, I can tell you that you need to be careful what you wish for. Now, I just got something here from Colonel Jim. He says, Hillary received a secret pre-pardon from Obama to avoid the possibility that she would be charged under the Espionage Act for her emails and her gross negligence in the handling and dissemination of classified material. Okay, well, we've heard that before, and that doesn't surprise me, because we've been doing a lot of talking about the he said, she said stuff with Comey and Brennan going back and forth at it with each other, trading tweets and trading comments and trading accusations. Both of those guys have got their, literally, their heads stuck in a cookie jar. It's no longer just their hands. Now they got their heads stuck in a cookie jar, because they have the bullseye pointed on both of them right now by Attorney General Barr. Now, even though we have the U.S. Attorney from Connecticut, Mr. Durham, is going to be doing the full-scale investigation, and we don't really know what's going to happen, because that will be a closely watched situation. I will tell you right now that, in my opinion, I believe that they are going to nail some pretty interesting names in the former Obama administration for being involved in all this Trump stuff and all this Russian stuff, the collusion and all that. That's the Democrats. That's the Democrats that were responsible for that. So, can't wait to see what happens there. Now, we have the weekend show that comes up for you new affiliates that get us during the week, and you don't get us on the weekend. Well, all you got to do is ask for it, and you can get the show. It's that simple. Your program director on the station you're listening at us right now. But in the meantime, we have the weekend show, which is 3 hours, which is also broadcast live in the same time constraint, 2 to 5 a.m. But a number of stations carry us delayed during the course of the weekend, so they play us at various times. And we're very happy and very thankful for those stations that are doing that. And however you have become a part of the family, whether you're a weekend show, a weekday show, or you do both, or you carry all of it, you carry 2 hours, whatever it is, we appreciate you, we thank you, and we want to let you know that we'll see some of you on Monday. The rest of you will see tonight on the weekend show, the Captain's America Third Watch. All right. Armed Forces Day tomorrow. Mission Barbecue, 11 to 2. Free lunch. I'll see you all tonight, everybody. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It
what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.